Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 166 for Monday, December 1st. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were weaker Monday morning on follow-through selling after Friday's close. Values were around a dollar lower, with the January contract checking in at $424.40 per ton. Spillover selling from Malaysian palm oil, soy oil, and crude oil also pressured values. However, soybeans and soy meal were higher Monday morning, which limited the losses. A firmer tone in the Canadian dollar, which was up a third of a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, weighed on canola as well. The stronger currency cuts into crush margins and also makes exports less attractive. The large U.S. soybean harvest and improving prospects for the South American soybean crop continue to cast a bearish tone over the market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans and corn were weaker, while wheat was stronger. Soybeans were 1 cent per bushel higher, with the January contract checking in at $10.17 a bushel. Scattered rain showers in Brazil are expected to aid the soybean crop there. An American observer in Argentina has raised the soybean estimate for that country to 57 million metric tons. That's up from the old estimate of 55. The plunge in the energy markets, along with China's slowing economy, are threatening to limit the upside of any major rallies higher. Corn was 3 cents per bushel lower, with the March contract sitting at 384 per bushel. The downgrade in the energy markets are casting bearish tones over the ethanol industry. New estimates for China indicate the country's corn stockpile could reach 120 million metric tons by the end of the crop year. Bird flu has closed a fourth poultry farm over in Holland, which is threatening to set back the feed market. U.S. wheat was 4 cents higher, with the March contract at $5.83 per bushel. News that Russia could begin limiting its exports was bullish for values. As well, the International Grain Council has decreased the 2014-15 world wheat production forecast by a slight margin. Some parts of the U.S. are receiving freezing rain and sleet, which could impact the winter wheat crop. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, December 1st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.